Hola.
Hola.
Bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
This week we are continuing with numbers and we're going to blow your mind with the differences between Spanish and English when it comes to numbers. Hablamos de todo en la segunda parte.
Okay, so last week we just talked about numbers, but this week we're going to talk about the usages of numbers in other situations. Mm. For example, decimals, for example, the time, for example, dates.
Okay.
And there is
dates
a big
dates.
Yeah. Dátiles. There is a big difference here between English and Spanish. Things you can't do, things you can. Mm. So let's start with numbers when you have bigger numbers in English.
Yeah.
For example, the number 1,200.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I've heard many people, particularly, I'll say particularly in the US and maybe Canada, well, Canada. No, I haven't heard it that much with English people, British people, UK and the rest of an island.
Sure.
But they tend to say 1,200.
Yeah.
Instead of 1,200. They say 1,200.
And we in the UK as well, we quite often say there are 1,200 people there,
okay,
rather than 1,200.
Right. Maybe I've heard it more from
sure,
that side of the world. But in Spanish, at least Spanish from Spain, you can't say that.
No.
You would have to say 1,200. 1,200 personas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The same when we talk about the year that we're born. It's all right if you're in the if you're born in the 2000s, right? Because you say nací en 2001, okay? But when you go into the 19s, I would say I was born in 1964. You can't do that in Spanish. You can't do the 1964.
No, we don't do 1964. We would have to say 1964.
Ah.
So we would say en 1964.
Mm-hmm. ¿En qué año naciste tú?
En 1983.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know when you get, for example, if you're born in 1999, you'd say sí, nací en 1999.
Correcto.
Yeah? You're born in the year 2000?
En el año 2000.
En el año 2000.
2000.
Do you have to put el año?
Nací en el 2000.
En el 2000. You still have to put the L, yeah?
Yeah. Right. Nací en 2000. 2000 what? If you say, I don't know, it just sounds like you need to say something.
Just because before that, you can say, nací en 1964. You don't need to put L.
Yeah,
but when
2000,
we get to 2000, it's a bit weird,
it's a bit
isn't
weird.
It?
We would have to say, nací en el 2000.
El
2000. O en el año 2000.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, So that's the year you can't be dividing into two numbers.
No, we
yeah?
can't do the two number thing that you do.
Okay, and then what about decimals? When we get to decimals,
okay. So when we get to decimals, if we're talking about maths, we would say comma. So because you have a dot for decimals.
Ah, yeah.
And we have a comma.
So we say 3.2.
Exactly, you say 3.2, and we would say 3.2.
Uh-huh.
So we would say comma, because it is a comma for us.
So in fact, what happens in Spanish numbers, which still confuses me to this day, is that the comma that we use in English is a dot.
Yes.
And the dot is a comma.
This is not just in Spain. In other European countries, they have a comma for the decimals and the dot for thousands.
Sure. So when we say, for example, 1,000,010, right, and I have this written on, you see that we divide the million by commas to show that if every group of three, and in Spanish they do it with a dot, and then the comma comes on the decimal.
Yeah, so it's basically the other way around.
Yeah.
When you have a comma, we have a dot, and when you have a dot, we have a comma. So with
very dodgy when you're doing stuff on the bank. You know, Santander in Spain, and I'm writing a number and I think, holy cow, I nearly sent that person a million rather than the dot and the comma, very important to get right.
I don't know why I had just, when you said that, the memory of you driving in the UK, the very first times I was in the UK, and it said exit 1M.
1M.
For us, like 1M is 1 meter.
What? Get off the road quickly.
Exceeding 1 meter. I thought that was funny. But yeah, so it's inverted basically. And then another thing, so we talked about comma in decimals in maths, but when we talk about euros, when we pay, we don't say comma. I mean, you can't, but we don't say comma. We say con, with. Okay. So imagine something costs 2 euros.
30.
2 euros 30. Okay. Mm-hmm. We would say 2,30. 2 euros con 30 céntimos.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2,30. You can say 2,30 or 2 with 30.
Okay.
Or if you want the longer version, 2 euros with 30 cents.
Mm-hmm. 2 euros con 30 céntimos.
Eso es.
But you wouldn't say 2,
no. We don't say 2,
no.
When we're talking about pricing, we don't. That's more like maths.
Yeah. Yeah.
For money, we say con.
Let me ask you, because we're in numbers, and what about percentages? So, for example, if I want to say 1% of the people, how would we say that in Spanish?
El 1%.
Sí, el 1%.
El 1%, el 2%, el 3%.
Okay, and so it doesn't matter when we get into plural, 30% is still el 30%.
El 30%.
De la gente. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, this piece of garment has a 30% discount.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, tiene un 30% de descuento.
So, un 30%. Mm-hmm. E 30%. Well, it's direct.
Oh, but you could say, tiene el 30% de descuento. But usually, un 30%.
Un 30%. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just while we're in this world here.
Yeah.
If you want to add two numbers together, what's the expression for add? You know, 3 plus 3.
Ah, 3 más 3.
So we use más, yeah, which is the plus, yeah?
Or 3 y 3.
3 y 3.
3 and 3.
Okay. And you know what's interesting about Spanish is it's very literal. So we would say 3 plus 3 is what? Okay?
Sí.
Is how much?
Okay.
Is. Okay? In Spanish, they don't. So.
No, because the result is plural.
Plural. And so what
tres
do you say?
3 y 3 son 6.
Son.
You couldn't have es singular, 6, plural.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
In English, you can. But
zero plus 1 is, how would you say that in Spanish?
0 plus 1.
Uh-huh.
0 más 1 es.
Es. Es. Why? Because it's 1, singular. Es.
But that's, you know, it's the same feeling as when you say in English, it's me.
Uh-huh.
And you use the it, which is for the third person, and then you say me, which is the first person.
Sure.
That can't happen in Spanish. You would have to say soy yo.
Exactly.
It has to match.
Has to match.
The verb and the pronoun in this case.
Yeah.
Soy yo.
My message, my voicemail message, I lived in Mexico, was hola, es yo.
Es yo.
Much to my embarrassment now.
Well, that's better than es mi.
Es mi.
That's one level up.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got numbers, percentages, decimals, we know.
Years, for example, like decades.
Oh, yeah.
So when you say, like we said before, I was born in 1983. I wish I was born in 1980. No, actually, no. I like the 80s and the 90s.
Exactly.
For me. Nací en 1983.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the decade would be the 80s in English. And that would be for us los 80, or nací en los 80, or nací en los años 80.
En los años 80, los 80.
And now, you will hear, particularly from people in Spanish America, los 80s. With an extra S. I talked about this in another video.
Yeah.
But that's like an influx of English, because you said the 80s. But in Spanish, we should say los 80, los 90, yeah, los 2000, okay, los 50. Mm. Okay?
Mm. Okay, interesting. So, yo nací en los 60.
Tú naciste en los 60 y yo nací en los 80.
Los 80, sí.
Que
sí,
mola más.
No, los 60.
You really didn't experience the 60s. You were only little.
No.
Like,
I didn't
experience
the 80s. The 70s were pretty cool when life was normal. Yeah. When life was normal. Okay, pues that's your numbers for you, okay? Let's finish with just a little test.
Oh, okay.
So, how would you say 7.65? 7.65.
Are you talking about maths?
Yes, just a number. 7.65. How would that be?
7.65.
Ah, okay. However, I've just bought something and it cost me €7.65. I'm telling you, what price would that be then? How would you say 7.65 as a price?
7.65, okay, o 7 euros con 65 céntimos.
There you are. Okay. What about if you said that I was born in the 50s?
Mm.
I was born in the 50s. How would you say that?
Nací en los 50. O nací en los años 50.
En los años 50. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people who were watching were born in the 50s. And then the last one. If we wanted to say 1900. Okay? 1900. How would they say that in Spanish?
1900.
1900. Not 1900, no?
And if you're talking, that could be really confusing for us, because we said 1900. So I don't know, it feels like it should be 19,000. I don't, you know, it's
sure,
just
yeah,
like
yeah,
we don't have that concept of 19 and then two zeros only.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is really confusing. The first times I heard that, I was confused. Same with the time, with military time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could say son las 19 horas for 7 or 19 hours.
Yeah.
But not, we wouldn't say the 1900.
Yeah, 1900 hours.
Hours.
Yeah.
Son las a las 19 horas or son las 19 horas, son las 7.
Okay.
So the 19 hours, we would say.
Pues muy bien. Muchas gracias, Cintia.
Sí.
Y gracias a vosotros por haber estado con nosotros. Y ahora nos vamos.
Y nos vemos.
Hasta luego, adiós.
Adiós.